For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Isaac. I'm here with Elder Randy Funk, General Authority 70 for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. How are you today?
Very well. Thank you, Emma.
Thanks for being here. So first, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I was born here in Utah. I grew up in Utah mainly, but most of my married life was in Colorado. Sister Funk and I lived there for 31 years. And then in 2010, 10 years ago, we were called to serve as mission president and companion in India. And as we were concluding that service, I was called as a general authority. We then spent 5 years in Hong Kong, serving in the Asia area presidency, and we've now been back at church headquarters for the past 2 years.
Wow, well traveled.
We've had wonderful experiences in our service.
Especially the last few months, how has the work at the church been going?
It's really quite interesting. Though we have been limited, of course, in our travel, the work and the activity and the intensity, really, of the things that the First Presidency and the 12 and the 70 are engaged in have continued on at a very rapid pace. It's impressive to see the senior brethren, the First Presidency and the 12, eager to have the work of the Lord move forward. And so there's a great deal of hope and enthusiasm and eagerness for that to happen. And you can just see the prophetic inspiration coming to them with the various decisions that have needed to be made because of the circumstances we're in.
What's a typical day like for you in the life of a general authority? What do you do during the day?
Well, it's interesting because during the weekdays, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and many times on Friday, we have meetings most of the day. Most of us serve on different, those of us that serve here at headquarters, serve on different committees or have various assignments. And during this time, many of those meetings are held using Zoom or other technology. And we communicate, we counsel together, we hold meetings. And since we don't have to go from place to place, there seems to be more of them. And we pack a little bit more into the day than we used to even. And then now on the weekends, the last 2 months, we've been very involved in stake reorganizations. Many stakes that have stake presidents, some who have been called to other callings, mission presidents or area 70s, needing to be replaced, others just because of their tenure. And so, for example, tomorrow I'll be involved in the fourth reorganization during the last 5 weeks. I didn't have one on Labor Day weekend, but the 2 weeks before and the 2 weeks since, that's what we do on the weekends. And so I'd say the general authorities are quite busy right now and very engaged.
So what inspired your devotional topic?
Well, it's a very interesting thing that because of the circumstances we're in today, Sister Funk and I felt those that we would be speaking to are those students who have chosen to continue to press forward, to try to move on with their life, while many are kind of paused or uncertain about what to do. We wanted to encourage them in their effort to continue to do what they're doing and trying to move forward. And so two topics that we'll address somewhat. My wife will give a brief message about receiving inspiration and then acting on that. And she uses a wonderful example of her mother, who at age 20, as a young German woman, near the end of World War II, joined the church. So she describes that experience somewhat to just illustrate how she acted upon the inspiration, the revelation that she received, and then she moved forward with faith. And we're hopeful that, again, those that we're speaking to will do that. And so then related to that, I had the feeling President Nelson and others have talked a lot about covenants and the importance of being on the covenant path. And so I draw from an experience that I had as a law student where I learned, because I was the one that had to describe the cases that day, about a principle called unilateral acceptance. It's not that we say we'll do it, it's that we do it. It's that we act. And so, again, following that theme of hoping to encourage the students to act and to move forward and to make and to keep covenants, we try to describe that in the message that I share.
I loved your example of mowing the lawn. I thought that was a great example.
Yeah, I used that so you could visualize that. And again, in the law, there's some agreements that require a written agreement. But for many things, it's just we accept the offer by what we do. And so I used that simple example to help illustrate that. If I were to offer you a large amount of money to mow my lawn, all you'd have to do, you don't have to reply, you don't have to sign a document, you just have to do it.
Especially with, like you said, the prophet and other apostles talking a lot about covenants lately, do you feel like this is a topic that a lot of people don't fully understand?
I think there may be some who may not fully appreciate a couple of aspects that I try to describe. One is that there are essential ordinances, and in those ordinances, those five essential ordinances that I talk about, we make covenants in each of those. And so I described the pattern kind of as Alma did at the Waters of Mormon on how baptism, being essential, includes things that we commit to do and promise blessings that Heavenly Father will bless us with if we do those things. And the way we accept the blessings, in effect, is by receiving the ordinance of baptism and then keeping the covenants associated with that. Each of the others are similar. With the sacrament, we sometimes think of that as simply renewing our baptismal covenant. But it's really more than that, I think, in that we are, as the Savior described it in the Book of Mormon, we are testifying and witnessing each week as we partake of the sacrament that we will remember him and that we will keep his commandments. And so I think there's maybe a little deeper meaning to some of those things than sometimes is always understood. I love the fact, too, that three times the Savior says there in 3 Nephi 18 that if you do this thing, meaning partake of the sacrament, blessed are ye. And the blessings are not spelled out what they'll be. And because each one of us is different, it seems that we're blessed according to the needs that we may have. And so I think understanding maybe a little more or deeper about or thinking about some of those covenants and those ordinances might help us all to have a deeper appreciation for them.
For you, how has understanding the covenants that you've made, how has that blessed your life?
Well, in many ways. First of all, it gives me great hope and peace and comfort to have that understanding and to have those ordinances and covenants in place. My mother passed away about 7 months ago, just before the COVID pandemic began. And so we were fortunately able to gather as family. She had exactly 100 posterity at the time of her death. And it was a real blessing to be together with one another and to realize that that was not the end, but that because of the ordinances of the temple that she and my father participated in, that we'll see her again and we'll be with her again. And similarly with my wife and my children. And so I think of the great blessings, the many blessings that have come into my life just simply because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our understanding, the ordinances that we've entered into and the covenants that we've made. And as we strive to live in accordance with those, it will indeed bring, I think, great peace and joy to us now, but also throughout all eternity.
Is there anything else that you think would be important for us college students to know at this time?
Oh, there's probably a lot of things, Emma, that would be great for you to know. And I just hope that through this devotional message, it might help a little bit to encourage them as they continue to press forward with faith and with hope. Being around President Nelson and the First Presidency, I just see the hope and the enthusiasm and the joy that they feel. And as they've commented, this pandemic will pass, and And we'll, of course, continue to have other challenges in this world and in mortality. And that's just part of life. But because of our understanding of the great plan of happiness, because of our focus on the Savior, we can have great joy and great peace and happiness as we go through life. And so I just hope the students and those who will participate in the devotional will feel that, will know of our love and our desire to encourage them in that way. We're grateful that they are doing those things, that they are trying to do what's right and to move forward.
Well, thank you so much for answering a few of my questions. It's been great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you, Emma. Thank you so much.